what we know is that the report of the expert panel was published in July. At that time, it was raised in the Shannon and the Dáil the urgent need for a redress scheme for the families. We were told that we had to wait for this report to be published before anything could be done. Of course, that report was delayed by a full year, so we're really running behind time here. We're now in September, and we don't have any more further information from government in terms of a redress scheme. So tomorrow, you know, I need the minister to indicate that we will have a redress scheme for the thousands of affected families in Donegal, similar to the scheme that was put in place for Pyrite in Dublin and North Leinster, and we need it as soon as possible.
Have you any indication as to why it has taken this long over the summer months to implement such a redress scheme? We know, as you say, that the expert panel report was published in July, and here we are at the end of September.
Well, the civil servants advising government will always be cautious and conservative. But if you look at the report that was published by the expert panel, it's very, very clear from that report that the issue here was a failure of state regulation to ensure that blocks were manufactured to the proper standard and that the building control legislation and measures was also very weak. So in other words, the state profoundly failed these families who were, you know, taking out mortgages, spending, you know, huge amounts of money, you know, building their family home. They were failed by the state. Therefore, the state needs to step up, as they did in the Pyrite scheme, and put in place a redress scheme for the families. They urgently need this. I mean, you know, we've raised this again and again, where people are in houses that are falling apart. You know, maybe there's concrete slabs between the floors where they're concerned it might fall on top of their families. And I'm not exaggerating. That's the type of conversations I have with families all the time. There's hardly a week goes by that I'm not speaking to newly affected families, newly concerned families. It's a huge issue for Donegal, and it's a matter of justice and fair play. We need a redress scheme for these families, and we need it as soon as possible.